Let's just go to John, who has a question for you, Dave. Hello, John.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
I have a question. I've wondered if the geological tectonic subduction of nuclear waste materials might be a practical way to permanently remove these dangerous substances from the biosphere, and at the same time to feed the Earth's magnetic field.
So you're saying sort of dump all our nuclear waste into the nearest subduction zone where one plate's swallowing up another?
That's right.
It's interesting you ask that, John, because we also had a question from another John, John Summerbat, who said, could nuclear fuel be dumped into the sun? Is it possible to send it out into space so it falls into the sun, which is, of course, a nuclear reactor? Dave, what do you think?
So this sounds like a lovely idea, this subduction zone. It's where stuff is being sucked down deep into the Earth, and you'd expect then it not to come back out again, and it would be a nice, comfortable place to put all the nasty stuff we want to get rid of. Actually, that's not quite how the geology works. When the subduction plate gets pulled down under the Earth, it gets a huge amount of friction, and that surface layer gets very, very hot. And that surface layer tends to melt and then come back up to the surface and form a volcano. And so you get a lot of volcanism related to subduction zones. And it's this top layer heating up, melting, and floating up to the surface through the surrounding rock and creating volcanoes. This means that actually, if you put all your nuclear waste on that surface zone, quite a big possibility it would shoot out of a volcano probably a few hundred thousand million years later. And also, there's an awful lot of water, hot fluids flowing through all that surface. A really, really aggressive environment.
What about John's point about the magnetic field?
So the magnetic field is all to do with the very, very centre of the Earth, right down in the core. And in there, there's a complicated system involving liquid metal flowing around the core. Parts of the core is metal, and to do with the Earth spinning and a convection current in there, which, to be honest, I don't understand, and I think scientists have only recently understood it at all, creates this magnetic field. And so doing anything near the surface probably isn't going to affect that very much. He's just not going to get it. He's got to go down through the whole mantle, which is thousands of kilometres of really thick, gooey rock. I think at the moment the best thing to do with nuclear waste is probably just to bury it somewhere where nothing's going to happen. So a really dull piece of really dull geological place, ideally in some clay, because it will sit there for 100,000, a few million years. Nothing's going to happen to it, and you can just sit there until it calms down and isn't dangerous anymore.
A lot of people say, well, we'll just embed it in concrete or glass or something. But then there was this paper which was published by Ian Farnan, who's a researcher at Cambridge University, about 7-8 years ago. And he found that if you look at the ceramics that you put these radioactive chemicals into, because of the radioactive decay, when a uranium atom decays, it fires almost like a recoil as it fires out a radioactive particle. It's like a gun recoiling into your shoulder when you fire a shotgun, for example. And this has the effect of knocking all of the other atoms off kilter in the substance. And the result of that is that over time, with all these atoms being knocked off kilter, you end up with the material becoming amorphous, as it's called, and it's basically riddled with holes. It's leaky. So after just 5,000 years, you'd go from something which was a solid concrete or piece of glass, which would be something analogous to a sieve.
Yeah, this is why you want to put it in some rock which is naturally waterproof and naturally doesn't have cracks in it, which is why I think the ideal solution is a big lump of clay. I think East Anglia is supposed to be very, very good for it. They're possibly not popular.
Should we have a nuclear waste up around here? John, thanks for the question.